Hi everyone, and welcome to Platinum Legends, an actual play PTU podcast. Starring Robbie as Addison Arthurs, Dan as Jack Verglas, Tyson as Fisk, and me, Troy, your GM. A lot has happened to the Sinnoh region in the year following Team Galactic's defeat, the most noteworthy of which is Champion Cynthia's disappearance within the last month. The International Police has hired powerful trainers to help look for her, such as the famous Ore Guardian, Riley. Sinnoh's branch of the International Police has even reached out to Hoenn to try and get more support. And due to this investigation, our unlikely group of heroes found themselves each in Jubilife City.
Robbie couldn't be here today for his introduction, so I'll be doing it for him. Journal 31, Entry 1, Page 1. Well, as I always do when I start a new journal, I'll introduce myself. My name is Addison Arthurs. I'm 20 years old, and I've recently traveled from Hoenn to Sinnoh on behalf of the International Police to investigate the disappearance of Cynthia, the region's champion. My mentor, Annabelle, was supposed to be the one on this trip, but due to her poor condition, I was sent to take her place along with my partner, Baskers the Houndour. Though before we left for Sinnoh, we were given a sort of test, a mock battle against Greta, the frontier brain, which I was able to win with relative ease, if I do say so myself. After obtaining the gut symbol, I was on my way to meet my contact at the International Police Station. Once we met, and he introduced himself as Riley, we had a brief conversation about the disappearance of the champion on our way to the station. I had a strange feeling while walking past the television station, but I'll come back to that later. Upon arrival, I realized how insubstantial the International Police presence was in Sinnoh, and my curiosity as to why locating the champion was so hard diminished, as did some of my faith. Then, to make matters worse, as we went to go collect an item that had just been delivered to the station in a crate, a strange man climbed out of said crate and decided now was the time to introduce himself. Before I could even properly assess the situation, we heard there was some sort of commotion going on at the TV station, that same station I had that feeling about earlier. It was unlike anything I had felt before, this terrible sensation of inevitable dread in the pit of my stomach. Well, regardless, Riley told me to accompany him to see what was going on over at the TV station. Oh, did I say just me? No, that would just make sense. He told me and the strange man who was climbing out of the crate to come along with him and investigate. I would add the results of the investigation in this entry, but they really deserve their own.
Hey, my name is Jack Verglas. I was born and raised in Snow Point City in the far north of Sinnoh. When I was a kid, I came down with a sickness that left me burning up. There was nothing that could be done to bring my fever down until one day a snow runt wandered into town and was drawn to me. He tapped on my window, and I could sense a connection with him already, so I let him in. After a night of sleeping in the same bed as his cold body, my fever was gone and an unbreakable bond had been formed. Flash forward to now, I'm a 24-year-old graphic designer for the city, and me and Snowrunt have never been closer. I get along with everyone in town except for our gym leader Candace, who refused my services in designing her gym signage. She will pay for that when I rip out her cold, icy heart. Moving on to the beginning of our adventure, one day I heard a scream from outside my window. I ran towards it, reaching the temple at the northernmost point of our city. There, I found a girl face down in the snow with her Alakazam. Helping her up, Mira introduced herself and asked for insight into entering the temple. Her Alakazam was sick and having difficulties teleporting, but in the end we took the risk and teleported into a dark cavern lit by torches. After some thorough investigation, seeing murals of legendary birds and golems illuminated by Mira's magnezone, we stumbled upon the golem pictured, holding what looked like a plate. Mira grabbed the plate, and the golem appeared to awaken. Mira screamed for help from Alakazam, and we were teleported out of the temple. Me and Alakazam found ourselves in Jubilife City with no sign of Mira. Panicking about the misplacement, Alakazam ran off, not before leaving me with a key etched with a flower and the words, "Find the plates to find the one." Exploring the city, I noticed a white haze and followed the trail until I came across an abandoned baby Smoochum. She quickly became warm to me, and we made our way to the Pokemon Center, and that's where our true journey begins.
Hi, my name's Tyson, and I play Fisk in Platinum Legends. By trade, I'm what I like to call a redistribution specialist. Stealing from or conning people who don't deserve what they have and helping the people who need and seek the help. and taking care of myself after. Jitters and I met in an alley shortly after I ran away from home at age 15. It was during a nasty storm. I'd put together a little makeshift shelter out of some discarded stuff by the dumpster. He must have been alone like I was, because I woke up the next morning having tried to sleep through the storm, and I found him huddled against me and shivering. Of course I kept him after that. I'm not going to leave him. And he was almost as excited as I was to have found a friend. After that, we went and found some food for the both of us and made a silent pact to look out for each other. Jitters and I overheard from some melodramatic couple in Castelia City about some crazy shit and people disappearing across Sinnoh, and that this is something that might keep happening until someone figured out what's going on and stopped it. So we snuck onto a freight ship and tried to stow away and catch a lift to Jublife. We almost got away with it. I was put to sleep by a Jigglypuff, and some sailors came to look for us, but they passed out, and I remained hidden in my crate. End of story. While I was asleep, however, I had some sort of dream. In this dream, I was floating over a lake. There was something important about this lake. Something was going on. Call it a hunch. Before I came to, though, I could hear a voice faintly calling to me from inside the lake. Like it was beckoning me down. But as soon as I looked towards the vague source of the voice, I woke up. Once I was awake, I could immediately tell that I wasn't on the boat anymore, and that I was moving. Soon, the box was opened as a demonstration for a member of the International Police. Of course I played it cool, stylishly and cleverly defusing the situation, and immediately gaining their trust enough to be invited along with them to an emergency site. I distinctly remember seeing Addison for the first time in this encounter. His history was blank on his sleeves, his eyes unwise and curious, the purest picture of innocence. Of course, my own future plans and personal reasons were in play, but I gotta keep up appearances, and I'd definitely be keeping an eye on him. Who knows, maybe it'll fall on me to steer him in the right direction.
So, you... Yeah, Fisk, you just came out of the box. And
yeah, Officer What's-Her-Face was there, and everyone was staring at me, and it was so much fun.
You came out of your cage, and you're doing just fine.
You came out of your cage, you're doing fine.
Gotta get down, because I won it all?
Cheryl and Riley were really suspicious, and Addison was especially suspicious. Addison was getting briefed on the mission that there is phenomena happening in Sinnoh, and he's here to find out what happened to Cynthia. But before they could really, like, handle you, Fisk, there was a big explosion at the Jubilife TV station, and Riley said he didn't want you out of his sight, and he asked Addison to come with him because he's, you know, he just wants as much help as he can get to find out what's going on.
Yep.
Addison, you are feeling a very extreme amount of dread when you're going to this Jubilife TV, not like necessarily from your own body, but as like a, like you feel like there's something wrong with the TV, with the TV station before the explosion even happened. You felt like that.
Yeah, no, I remember that. That happened earlier in the.
Yeah, exactly. So you're still getting that feeling and it's growing stronger as you get closer to the Jubilife TV station. And Jack, you were at the Pokemon Center. Mm-hmm. You had just found that Smoochum, and Smoochum had, you know, Smoochum was being all cute, and you were asking if it was a newborn, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I found it in its eggshells.
Yes, you found it in its eggshells, just ditched behind the Pokemon Center. And as you found it and were talking to it, and it was crying, you were like comforting it. And Lucas, this guy that you didn't know ran up to you. And you heard this like huge explosion and he runs up to you and he says, hey, like you're a Pokemon trainer. Like, can you help me do this thing? And you were like,
I ask Smoochum, hey Smoochum, is it okay with you if we go and try and figure out what's going on? I know you might be scared, so maybe you want to come in a Pokeball and come with me?
and Smoochum, you were holding Smoochum beforehand, and Smoochum is going to look up at you and look back at Lucas, and Lucas is going to say, hey, like, we could possibly help some people. And Smoochum is going to look back up at you and nod and reach its hands out very, like, baby cute-like for the Pokeball.
Oh, okay. I put Smoochum in the Pokeball, and I head off with Lucas.
All right. So Addison, Fisk, and Riley get there first to the Jubilife TV Center. Station? Center. Whatever. And you see this, like, big group of people in Pokemon, and there are chairs knocked over, there are tables knocked over, there's paper everywhere, and everyone in the room is, like, fighting, like, physically, like, beating each other up. And both of you make a focus roll.
Oh, no.
Okay, what was yours, Addison?
13.
Okay, so Fisk got a 3. So Fisk...
I only have one die.
Addison, you are going to feel this sense of, like, anger for a moment. Like, before you can even, like, take in what's happening, you get, like, hit with this, like, sense of, like, frustration and anger and, like, but Riley is going to put his hand on your shoulder for just a moment, and you are going to see this blue, like, aura, like, seep out of his hand and onto your shoulder, and you're immediately, like, recovered from whatever was going on. And you weren't even really feeling it that hard, like, you were kind of fighting through it, but he just kind of helped you get to that point where you were no longer feeling that way. And you see him, like, start to glow fully in this blue aura, and it looks kind of like he's protecting himself with it. Fisk, you, start to get, that same overwhelming feeling of rage, but it is just fully overpowering you, and you are completely enraged. You are, like, blind with, like, anger. You don't even really know what's going on. You just know you want to hit something. Like, that's it. All you want to do is just hit whatever's closest to you, punch it square in the face.
Okay. How far away is Addison from me right now?
Addison is right next to you.
He's yeah,
right
pretty close. Yeah.
I, upon losing my inhibitions, immediately deck him across the face.
All right. Okay. So Tyson, roll to hit.
I did. It's a 12.
That hits. All right, I'm getting punched in the face real good.
Roll for struggle damage.
Sure. Give me 1 second.
Poor Addison, just standing there, assuming that, you know, his partner is not going to punch him in the face, you know.
I mean, you guys kind of just met. He wasn't even...
A partner? Excuse you.
Riley, I see someone... I see potential in this man. You should come with us. Okay, Riley, I don't really agree, but if you're sure, his first action is punching me in the face immediately.
Yeah, for 16 damage.
You take 16...
sign of love.
Addison, you see Tyson, like put his hand to his head and, like, shake a little bit, and then he just immediately socks you.
Yeah, imagine Addison turns toward him and it's like, is something the matter? Is there something about this punch?
And you,
hey, buddy, are you okay? Yeah, but you're not about to be.
And you see, he is completely covered in a, like, maroon aura.
I wanted to say jizz so bad. He's completely you can't hesitate after saying those words.
And if you look around the room, you also notice that all the people and all the Pokemon are covered in
jizz.
Oh, you can't hesitate right there. That's against the rules.
Top to bottom, this maroon aura, it's glowing off their skin. They're very angry. There's a man near some stairs fighting with this Krogunk, just like throwing fists at each other. There is two girls. One has like long blue hair. The other has like a black like pixie cut. They're all dressed in like t-shirts and jeans. And they're just like going at it, like pulling each other's hair, punching each other in the face. Like just one, the girl with the black hair has a nosebleed, but she just doesn't care. And then there's also a Snubbull and a Pichu, on opposite sides of a table, just like looking angrily at each other. And everybody has this maroon aura around them. And Riley's going to say, we have to, like, diffuse the situation. He's going to see Fisk punch you. And he's going to say, whatever's going on here seems to be affecting him also. And he's going to throw out a Pokeball, and from it, a Lucario is going to come out. And as that happens, Lucas and Jack are going to run up behind you. And Lucas is going to say, hey, what's going on? I heard an explosion. I came over to help. And Jack, you and Lucas are both going to make a focus check. Okay, Lucas got a 2. So what did you get for your focus check, Dan?
Sorry, one sec. I'm just, is it just a, it's not a 1d20. Is it? It's a,
2d20 probably?
2d.
No, 2d6.
2d6, sorry, 2d6.
Not a 2d20.
Listen, I don't know where I am right now.
I got a 38. I'm sorry, what?
I got a 38. What? You're really focused.
you're so focused right now.
My roll 20 is acting up for a second. Can you just do that 2d20 for me, Troy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
2d6. Yeah. Huh?
I said 2d6. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I almost did 2d12.
Boy.
Oh, wait.
I just got it. I did it. I got an 8.
Okay. Yeah, so you also start to get this, like, feeling of, like, anger and rage, building up inside you, and is Snorunt out right now?
Snorunt is out, yes.
Snorunt is out. Where would you say Snorunt is? Like, standing next to you, like, walking with you, or?
Like, right behind me, like, a little, like, back to the right, like.
All right,
Yeah.
So you are going to get this, like, overwhelming, like, sense of, like, anger and rage, and you are going to, like, turn at Snorunt, and you, like, are fully overcome. You don't even see Snorunt, and you're, like, fully angry, and it looks like to everyone else that you're about to hit your Snorunt, and Snorunt just walks up to you and puts a single hand on you, and you are immediately, like, out of this thing that you were in. The second Snorunt touches you.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. And then he walks up you like he walks up you like Spider-Man, and he sits on your head.
He goes, pizza time.
That's why his name's Chapo.
It's Chapo.
Wait, what's his name?
His name's Chapo because Jack knows middle school level French, and yeah.
Even though this
in French is like chapeau or something, so I know just enough to say Chapo instead.
Okay, I thought he was named after El Chapo for a second and got very concerned.
Also, that whole line.
Yeah, no,
that
he's it. It's a mixture between a French hat and all that sweet, sweet white powder.
What's French?
I'm gonna take a moment.
What's French? What's the French region?
Calosian.
Yes, I know middle school level Calosian.
What if we just called it? What if the Calos language is called Canch?
Canch.
Canch.
Unbench the Canch.
Canch is both French and a designer drug.
Yes.
Hey, man, you got any canch?
So Snorunt is on your head now, and you are feeling fine. However, Lucas also starts to glow this maroon aura, and he looks up, and there is, like, full rage in his eyes. And he is going to try and punch Jack.
And I'm going to roll 1d20. And he got a 3, which I don't think hits.
I think DC for struggle is 4.
I think so, too. He's going to swipe at you as you, like as Snowrent, like, walks up to your head and, like, you take a step back and he misses. Now you guys are in initiative. Which reminds me, I need to make this initiative order. Rest in pieces. Give me 1 second, guys. We're gonna cut out from here. Unless you guys fill the space with something funny. Usually I have this, but I forgot that this was gonna happen right now. I did.
Dan, let's have Dan's conspiracy theory corner.
While Troy is doing his initiative stuff, my conspiracy theories, because I will use this platform to grow my cult members. So crabs, they seem normal. Just little, you know, hard guys on the bottom of the ocean. Think about this.
All right, boys.
Crabs are hiding secrets. When you've only seen crab's meats, once the crab is already dead. What if you open the crab while it's still alive? Because the meat is probably just a defense mechanism that fills up once it dies to hide its secrets. Like A, portals, B, jewels, C, the true killer of JonBenet Ramsey. We need to take a crab's shell off while it is still alive. Get those portals, get those jewels, get the true killer of JonBenet Ramsey.
Do you think that there might be a hand sanitizer that kills 100% of bacteria in there?
No, because we are bacteria. The hand sanitizer would kill us.
I don't... Okay, so there's a few things about that.
But... My dad's a computer, and...
My dad's a computer!
I was a test tube baby. My test tube was a USB stick.
I'm made of code.
I am 100% internet porn.
Okay, you know what? I was gonna say I've become lost in the sauce, but it just doesn't really. We are made of internet porn.
Okay. What is everybody's speed?
My speed is. Addison's speed is 10, and Basker's speed is, plus early bird, is 15.
My speed is, oh sorry, what were you saying, Troy?
Oh no, I was just asking what your speed was, sorry.
Oh, my speed was 7, Snowrun's speed is 5, and Smoochum's speed is 8.
Okay, and I know Smoochum's not in, like, is not out yet, but I just...
Yeah, just getting, for future. Yeah.
Same with Joltik. I know Joltik's not out, but...
Yep.
If you could, let me know your speed.
So, Fisk's speed is 10, plus the dynamism perk makes his initiative 14. And Joltik's is 15.
Okay. And then the enemies, I have them all up, but the man is 10. They're not all lower than you guys, but the man is 10, both the girls are 9, Pichu is 7, Krogunk is 6, and I thought I had and then Snubble is 5, sorry. I guess I just didn't see it. Okay, and so before you might have noticed I didn't mention Riley, and that is because Riley is going to say to all of you, first you are going to hear a huge crash from upstairs, and there's going to be this trail of smoke, dust smoke coming out from the top of the stairs, and Riley is going to say to you guys, I think whatever's causing this is coming from up there, and he's going to turn to Addison and also to Jack, and he's going to say, I don't know who you are, and I know you came here with him to help. The best way you can help right now is to try and calm down these people, take out these Pokemon, and just, if you can just knock people out without hurting them, or try and find out what will solve whatever's happening to them. Just try to get everyone out of here safe. It seems everyone's going wild, and we have to corral them in. And then he's going to turn to Addison and say, "I know you will be able to do this."
Yeah, it's real easy. I'm sure I got it.
Yeah, he's going to say, "Annabelle told me that you are her most capable apprentice."
She said that about me.
She said that about me.
What else did she say?
She said what? Annabelle said you're the yes. She did. She talked very highly of you. So I know you won't let me down. And then he winks at you. And then he is going to.
Addison's totally forgotten. He just got punched in the face. Yeah. He's like so happy. Yes, I won't let you down.
Yes. And then him and Lucario will just like zoom straight past everybody and up the stairs. And they will leave this like trail of blue temporarily behind them that'll just like vanish over time. They have very clearly visible auras, just like these people, except for their auras are blue and not what color did I say? Maroon.
Kitty.
Lilo, not today. not today, the day of my daughter's wedding. Oh wait, come up.
What is happening?
So it is. Joltik is not out yet, and he might not ever come out. So we're gonna skip over that one. Is Baskers out? I don't think he is.
Yeah, I think he. If he's not, I don't really. If I'm honest, I don't really remember. But. If he's not, Addison will send him out. And if he is, then there he is.
I'll say you have the opportunity to send him out as Riley's going up the stairs.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. We'll just go with that. We'll say that he wasn't out previously, and then when Riley leaves, he'll send out Baskers.
All right, so it is Houndour / Baskers' turn. Side note,
he's coming out of his cage. He's doing just fine.
Coming out of this cage just doing just fine.
He's feeling fresh. He's feeling fine. Look out, world.
Get some gine.
Oh, you could have said lime, thyme, chimes, rhymes. You could have said rhymes.
When you're a bunch of gays in a room, you just gotta, you know.
We're not even in the same room, Troy.
Exactly. So, we're gonna say Baskers a million times about your Houndour and never refer to him as a Houndour. So
he's a Houndour, his name is Baskers, he's Baskers, and he's also a Houndour. Everyone got it? Good. Baskers, use Thunderfang on Fisk.
I thought you forgot.
Baskers will never forget.
Okay, roll to hit.
Okay. Well, sometimes you're wrong.
So Baskers is going to like his fangs are gonna get all you know elect. Oh my god, Lilo, you cannot bite me right now. That's Baskers' job. Stop it! What are you doing? So Baskers, his fangs are gonna get all you know electric-y, and he is going to start charging at Fisk. And Fisk isn't even gonna move. Baskers just straight up misses and slams into a wall. And he is going to take 1d6 damage.
I imagine Fisk doesn't even, like, turn to see it. He's just staring at Addison, just, like, so enraged. And Baskers is just like, just past him.
Do you
ever see those videos of dogs, like, running after a ball on, like, a tile floor or something? And then just, like, sliding sideways and backwards into a wall, you hear this like a loud thud.
Yeah.
Now imagine that, but on electricity.
Yeah.
But on electricity. Sorry, I mean on fire. Yes.
On fire.
On fire on electricity.
I was thinking of Joltik for some reason.
On electricity and
on ice. The musical.
Look at him. He's on water right now.
So
this is a fancy wet? Way of saying drowning.
Oh, wait, that's different.
Just why do people drown in tsunamis? Just drink the water. What the fuck?
It is Fisk's turn, and I am going to say the closest.
Does
Basker still get the shift action? Yeah.
Does he take any damage?
Yeah, 1d6.
He said 1d6, but if he has any defense, it gets reduced to 1, basically.
He don't have a lot of that, though.
He don't.
Does he have 5?
I rolled a no. His defenses are 4, actually, right now.
Okay, so it is possible for him to take 1 or 2 damage.
Yeah, he took 2 damage. He took 1 damage, I mean.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
He would have taken 1 anyways if he got 4 or below, so it really was just a, do you get a 6?
Yeah.
If you rolled a critical success on taking damage for your critical failure, you could have taken 1 extra damage, and that is it.
Maybe a critical success on that would have ended up in double the damage. Who knows?
Double the damage. You mean
12?
Oh,
what?
Troy, where do you... Our lovely DM, ladies and gentlemen at home.
It turns it super effective. So, yeah, it is now Fist's turn. And I'm going to say, because you're enraged, you have to make a struggle attack, and I am going to choose the target for you. But you still make the roll, and you still, like, do damage if you hit, you know what I mean?
You still make the roll, and it is still your fault.
Yeah, you still, so you are...
Remember me punching you in the face.
Yes, that was your fault.
about that.
So you are going to, attack Snowrun, who is on top of Jack's head right now.
You better fucking not.
Click. Oops. Arrow 16. Oh, no.
Yeah, so that hits. Rent.
I'm gonna...
Poor baby, how could you?
So, I'm gonna murder your family.
Roll okay. for damage.
I have to remind myself what the damage is. Okay.
I just imagine he's, like, looking at Snowrun on Jack's head and just looking back. And the camera just keeps panning back and forth and back and forth. And then Fish just shouts, "That's not a hat!" And then punches him.
I'm so mad right now.
20.
Okay, so yeah, Snorunt takes that damage, and you are gonna punch him, and he is going to not only take the hit, but he is going to fall off of Jack's head
and onto the ground, and he's gonna take additional 5 damage
from the fall.
Oh.
So,
shit.
Snorunt takes 25. Minus his defense.
I laughed because Robbie's SNL thing, but...
not about your baby.
But my baby got hurt, and I'm gonna kill Fisk in the game and Tyson in real life.
Come at me.
All fair.
Isn't Chapo kind of a chunky boy, though? Isn't he sort of a chunk master?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's...
So it's okay to punch my fat son?
Yeah!
It's okay to punch my fat son?
No, it's
Is
that what you're saying?
No, fucking... No, listen, all I'm trying to say is that, look, it could have been worse. You could have been broken in half or something, say you just a little...
I'm just saying, Fisk, I'm gonna put you back in your cage, and you're not gonna be doing fine.
So,
put him back in his cage, and he's not doing fine.
So
Fisk, gotta get up because he wants none of it.
Also, when the moment that your hand connects with Snowrunt, you are instantly out of this thing that you were in. Your aura is gone. There's no longer maroon all over you. You can like see clearly. You have like a vague understanding of what is going on.
Okay.
You obviously know everything up until this point anyways, but you have the memories of what's happening, but it was like, it's foggy. you know.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna take a second. I'm gonna take stock of what the hell is going on. I'm going to see that I've very probably the reason that Snow Run is on the ground. And yeah, my fist you is came still to outstretched, you and I'm in, like, post-punch stance, so I'm just gonna be like, oh, what happened? I'm sorry.
And I'm just gonna let out a low, growling scream.
Oh, fuck.
And it is, the guy's turn. The guy that's by the stairs that's fighting with Krogunk right now.
My dad.
Yeah, your computer. Dad. Your dad. He's in a black tank top right now. I don't know why that was relevant, but he's in that. He's in a black tank top. The girls are wearing t-shirts, but he's in a tank top. And it has a picture of a Rotom on it.
Because he's a computer.
He's a computer.
I was like your. I hate you.
Like his dad. So he is going to go out and try to punch this Krogunk. And Krogunk is going to jump back and avoid the attack. And next, it is Addison's turn. And just so you know, this is a static thing from you, like a static ability. But that sense of dread and, like, urgency and whatnot that you were feeling is not only amplified where you are right now, but you can directly feel it coming from above you, where the stairs are, like, above the stairs.
All right, yeah. So, let's see. What should I do here? So, what is Fisk look like now? Is he out of his...
Yes, he is out of his, all right. What's it called?
Alright,
And like I said, you have that feeling of dread.
So, let's see. Addison is going to... You know, Addison doesn't know, that Fisk is out of his thing. So
he did punch you in the face.
Yeah, he did punch me in the face, and he punched a snow run. And Addison sees him as a threat, so Addison is going to attempt to take him down to the ground. Just run at him and try to just like kind of tackle him, I guess. Just try to kind of go, just kind of try to get him off his feet.
Okay, go and.
Okay.
Do you have any other moves besides struggle, or is it just struggle?
Nope. Sure don't. Just that one. So he's going to just struggle attack and just sort of try to knock him over. That is a...
I am very shook.
Okay. Oh, it feels so good.
Double critical fail, boy.
So, Fisk is covered in oil. So we didn't see it. Me and Riley walked out the door.
The sweat of victory. Yeah, I am invincible. Get fucked.
So you have the ability to dodge this specifically, Tyson.
Sure, yes. Yeah. I would just like to say that I think the crate that Fisk came out of that had like those like jewel. I think it had not jewel.
Had maybe jewel pods in it.
Yeah, it had jewel pods. Yeah, for sure. Fuck you. I had the Pokedex. had the Pokedex things in it. I don't X think it had. I'd yep those. That's what they're called.
It did also have a jewel in it.
It also had a jewel. Yeah, jewel pod. Just.
Yeah, just like no, ripping a fat vape. Just.
No, I was going. I was. I was going to say that I don't know
how vapes work. Shut up.
Here's my conspiracy. I don't think it had any of those things in it. I think it had grease in it. So that like grease in that he would just
the country grease. Or the movie.
You.
How about the neither? It's grease.
You're in the police station, you just hear from this box like you gotta shape up doo doo doo.
And then you hear a... and I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm just gonna assume that Addison charges at him and just like much like his friend Baskage did, just failed and fell over.
Yeah, you're going to try to punch him, and he ducks, and you like the force of you trying to punch him like pulls you forward, because you weren't ready for him to for it to like not connect, and you fall over and trip over Baskers. And now you're both tumbled to the ground.
We're just laying next to each other, like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look down at Addison real quick, just be like, you know, I was sorry for hitting Snowrun, but you're an idiot.
It's okay, he's too busy to care.
He's on the ground with his mon.
Okay, then following that, I'm going to continue with what the hell is happening.
Do you want to take the time to explain real quick, Addison? I'll let you do it as a free action.
Oh, wait, explain what?
Or, like, just say, like, he said, what
explain
the hell is
what
happening?
A fucking tool Fisk is.
Do you want to, like, say, like, anything? Like, oh, just fight? Or, like, what do you want to say?
Well, I don't know. You seem so smart back there in the police station. I'm sure you can figure out.
Ooh!
Drama. You know, maybe you weren't the right person to ask.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sure they're... No, go ahead. Why don't you ask him? It'll just point to the crow gun.
Okay, and then I like that Dan's still... Jack is, I mean, is still just there, like, angry.
It's macho madness.
It is both of the girls' turns now, and you are going to see the one... with blue hair, go and, like, try to punch the other one, and the other one, like, ducks for a second, and when she goes to duck, the girl in blue hair, like, lifts her knee and kicks her in the face.
Oh, shit.
You know that move? She got some you know moves. That move? Yeah, she got moves. And the girl in black hair, her nose starts bleeding, like, even more. And she punches... this girl's knee as it's still in the air.
What?
Yeah. Not knee, like her leg. What? Her leg. She like goes to swipe at the, like the girl knees her in the face.
Yeah.
And, oh no, punch is not the word I was thinking of. She like grabs swats. The leg. Yeah, she swats okay. at it. Yeah.
She gotcha. Swats I was gonna say, at the leg. If she just got hit yeah. in the face and is trying to punch the person's knee, I don't know if there's any helping them.
It's like, in that action of getting kicked in the face, she, like, tries to grab at the leg.
Gotcha.
I just picture just kick and then just dive onto the ground and punch them in the
knee! Just punch her straight in the knee.
That's the leg that hit me.
get him, officer.
I must eliminate
get him, officer. Knuckle sandwich.
And it is Pichu's turn. Pichu was looking angrily at Snubble, but it is going to hear this commotion. And, who do you guys, who would you say is closest to the door? Probably Addison?
To the door?
Or he, oh, Addison fell over, yeah.
Yeah, he went flying across the room and hit him.
To the door, it's probably,
like the inside.
Like the entrance door. Would be, what's his face? Jack.
Yeah, probably Jack.
All right,
or and or Snowrun.
Or Lucas. Pichu-
Oh, yeah, or Lucas. I'm going to say Jack, and Pichu is going to come charging at him. And it's a 12, so I'm assuming that hits, because I think it's, yeah, AC4, and Jack is, oh, shiz, I had the wrong Pokemon open. I was like, this is, like, a really high attack stat for a Pichu. but it wasn't. So, 1d8 plus 6 plus 8, 17. So, Jack, Dan.
Yes.
Pichu is going to come running up at you and is going to, punch you square in, actually, he's not going to punch you. He's going to headbutt you in the stomach. He's going to, like, jump up and hit straight for your stomach and you take 17 damage.
Okay, while it's doing that, like, while it's, like, head is in my stomach, I give it a little pat.
roll the charm.
Roll the charm.
Roll the charm.
All right, here we go. 20.
20. Okay. Even though he's in this like state of anger and he's still like angry at you, he smiles and he like purrs a little bit.
The devil peach you.
He's like, even though
I'm angry, but that feels good.
I'm angry, but like keep going. Like he's letting you get him. and it is Jack's turn.
Okay, so I am gonna punch Fisk.
Okay. You punch. Yeah. All right. Go. So you're. So roll a hit.
And I rolled a 2.
Okay. So Fisk is still covered in grease, and Fisk is still covered in grease, and you go to punch him.
You know what? I would actually like to change the story. He's not covered in grease. He's just so sweaty that it makes the floor really slippery.
He's like it's like It's Always Sunny when Danny DeVito crawls out of the couch naked, just like covered in sweat.
Yes, you go to punch him, and you also just like full on miss him, but you don't like hurt yourself or anything.
I'd like to start a petition in our podcast to change Fisk's name to John Travolta.
John Travolta, hey! Grease.
Grease lightning. Let's fucking go.
So it is Lucas's turn, and Lucas is going to try to hit Baskers. And Lucas got a 6. What is Basker's evasion?
Physical evasion.
2.
Interesting. So Lucas is. So if it's a tie, I don't know what we've been doing. I don't remember.
I believe pie goes to the head.
They're tied. It's tied.
I believe. Honestly, I think it depends on the system and the GM, but I think that, like...
I think we've been doing ties go to the hit.
I think that's what I'm familiar with as well, so we'll say, sure, we'll say it hits, yeah.
I actually think... Because if someone has an evasion of 1... Oh, well, no, because there's no AC of 1. That's fair. Yeah, we'll say this hit. And here's the T-Fam Twitter... If this is our first fight on that's being properly recorded, so if you if we end up changing this, don't worry about it. Worry about it. It could change. It is
also
subject to change, this tiebreaker.
We
rule.
Definitely don't understand this perfectly well yet. So even we're gonna have questions. Feel free to introduce more questions to us so we can continue being even more confused. Okay, thank you.
Or tweet us pictures of Danny Zuko from Greece, but with Tyson's face photoshopped on top.
Yes! They don't know what my face looks like.
They could.
Exactly. It's all up to speculation.
We're gonna dox you for hacking in this tabletop game, so...
You've been... What's it called? Bamboozed so many times.
Bamboozed?
You bamboozed. You're a bamboozler. So, Lucas...
Do you mean Lucas, bamboozled?
Yes. Lucas is gonna punch Baskers and hit him against the wall. And he is going to take 17 damage also.
Wait, who does Lucas? Lucas
no,
punches
Baskers. Yeah, Lucas punches him.
That's right, yeah.
And as Lucas punches him, Lucas also does not, or is also removed from this aura that he had before.
And Lucas just says, like, what?
Sorry, we have some brief technical difficulties. One of our players is broken, actually. So if we can just have. We just need some time for some maintenance. We'll get him up and running real quick. Also, yeah, you said 17 minus defenses, right?
Yes, 17 defenses.
I'm sorry.
And then I see him like snap out of it pretty much immediately, like.
Yeah. He's. All right,
guys. Look at the picture I just sent on Discord.
No. Okay.
Dan, what a sweet babe.
Oh my god.
Sweet baby.
Oh my god, it's an ouch mouse.
I hope that you get a Jiraiya.
You just call it an ouch mouse?
Yeah. That's what it is. Have you seen the fucking Lucidchart YouTube?
How do I meet someone IRL?
Fuck off. That's how.
Okay, wait. So Addison, back to the thing real quick. We'll get to it, Tyson. I promise. So Addison, I'm only bringing it back because I know the battle is gonna last for longer.
That's true.
So Addison, you asked. He's out of it now. He punched Houndour, and now he immediately is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. You just wanted to know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now it's someone's turn.
It is Krogan's
turn. And also, you missed.
Two. Yeah, I did do that earlier. You're right.
Krogunk is going to go, and he is. So the man, he's fighting with this like guy in the back corner near the stairs, and the man like tried to swipe at him earlier, and Krogunk is going to take one step forward. His hand, his like whatever it's called, flipper fist, is going to start to glow. For a moment, he's going to reel it back. He's going to punch the man in the stomach, and the man is going to go flying into the wall. The wall is going to crack behind him, and he's immediately going to fall to the floor. And he is fully out of it, and you notice the aura around him that was very like bright and maroon is now very faded. It is still maroon, but it is faded, basically. That's it. Yeah.
That's a yikes for me.
It's a yikes for me, bro. And Krogunk turns to towards you guys. And it is Snubble's turn. And the closest thing to Snubble is Pichu. So Snubble is going to try to swipe it at Pichu.
Do it. Get him, Snubble. You got this.
He got an 18. So Snubble's going to like... come charging towards Pichu, who's being pet by Jack right now, and Snubble's just gonna freaking full on throw him across the like he's gonna pick up Pichu and just throw him at the like closest desk that's knocked over, and Pichu's gonna hit the wall.
There's just these two baby Pokemon just
yeah, F you, bitch. And it is Fisk's turn. Nope, I lied. I'm so sorry, Fisk. I'm a liar. It is Basker's turn.
You know what? It worked out so well the first time. Basker's is gonna run at the Krogunk and use Thunder Fang. Addison's gonna assess the situation and just sort of realize that Krogunk is clearly a threat. And probably the biggest threat in the room right now, and that
Krogunk is clearly my dad.
Krogunk is so your dad. And you,
are you my dad?
You,
what was Krogunk, that?
What was I gonna say? Krogunk. So yeah, roll to hit Krogunk. And I'm guessing you use your shift action to get in range.
Yeah. We'll use my move action to get in range, yeah. Also 18.
Alright, yeah, so that hits. So roll for damage.
Thunder Fang also paralyzes. Or flinches on a roll of 18 or 19, you flip a coin to determine whether the foe becomes paralyzed or flinched.
Okay, I'm just going to roll a 1d2. One is paralyzed, two is flinch.
Okay.
Flinches, which I'm going to have to look up what does, because that is a status effect we haven't encountered yet. Few sessions we've played. What?
I'm just looking. I'm going to deal 2d6 plus 10.
You may take action. Okay. So it just works the same way Flinch does in the game.
29.
Oh, shiz. Okay, so Baskers is going to charge up to Krogunk. He's gonna like get all of his, you know, electrical teeth going, and he's actually going to hit for once in his life. And
and good for him. Hey, it's only happened once, okay?
All right, so but this time he has encouragement from his dad. No, from being hit a bunch today. He only got hit once, I think. But he is going to charge up at the Krogonk, and he's going to bite down on his arm, and there's going to be like an electrical shock all over Krogonk, and he like winces for a moment and like reels back and like however you would verbally describe flinching, the status of flinching. Yeah. And Baskers looks very pleased with himself.
Addison is also very pleased, and he calls it. He says, "Nice job, buddy. You got him this time. Don't even worry about it."
What did you say?
Nothing. Who cares?
you cut out for me.
He's just gonna call out words of encouragement to Baskers. He'd be like, "Nice job, buddy. You got him this time."
Baskers is gonna get all, you know, like he's gonna, you know,
get fired up. Word?
He's excited.
No, he's going to put his paws together, lift his head in like pride, but also like a little bit of sass, and like look back at you and wink.
Oh God! Okay, great. Addison rolls his eyes.
Addison, why is your hound tower flirting with you?
It's not.
It's just very proud of him.
He's just a naughty boy.
He's a naughty.
His nature is naughty. Just for hey, audience, his nature's naughty. Just for the record,
it will get
brought
up again.
Very definitely spelled with a K.
Nope. Don't.
Yep.
Dan, cut that yep. out. Dan, cut that out.
No. Dan, if you cut that out, I'm leaving.
I don't know what happened.
Dan, if you don't cut that out, I'm leaving.
Editing, Dan will hear it. Fisk, it's your turn.
Oh shit. Krogonk, right? There's a Krogonk. I'm gonna go. How far away is the Krogonk?
There's also a Pichu and a Snubbull.
And two Pichu's women fighting. Just got chucked across the room. Pichu's fucking fine. And by fine, I mean not a problem. Snubbull, I am paying a lot more attention to Baskers and Addison and the Krogonk than Snubbull, so fuck the Snubbull. Where is the Krogonk in relation to me?
Krogonk is the furthest thing from you in the room. He is by the stairs. You're by the entrance. And there's some, like, chairs in between you.
Okay.
But you could get there. You could get there in time to, like,
One round, or would I need to spend a whole turn going?
No, you could get there in one round. You're a fast boy, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Then I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna use... there they are. I'm going to use Fate Attack, which cannot miss, so I will roll to hit just to see if it's crit. But there's no AC. Not a crit. Okay, rolling for damage. That's a 24. 25.
Okay. 25. All right, so Krogonk, you know, takes this hit. You like fade into darkness for a moment and fade out and like punch him or whatever Feint Attack it does.
Yeah, that thing that like no iteration of Pokemon has ever accurately depicted, except for one episode of that like 4-episode mini series or something.
The Origins.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Love that.
You do what happens in Origins with your fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So everybody go watch Origins.
Sidebar, when I watched Origins, I
netted cuz same.
I took some edibles and and so I was with my friend and I was like, "Hey, do you want some edibles?" And he was like, "Yeah, man, sure." And I gave them to him and he ate them and he was like, "Cool, I've never been high before." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "You're in for a bumpy fucking ride, man." And then, we ate a whole tray of muffins, and then my mom came downstairs, And I thought, this is a terrible situation. I'm going to go to the bathroom and wait this out. And I stood up and I was like, wait, my mom is talking one-on-one to me. This is weird. I should sit back down. And then I thought, but wait, if I go to the bathroom, I can wait this out. And I stood up again. And then I was like, wait, I already did this. And I sat down. And I asked her years later and she said she had no clue.
Oh my god.
From your stories of your mom, she sounds like she's pretty oblivious to that.
I love my mom.
Thanks.
Your mom's a beautiful soul.
I really want muffins.
My mom's just funny because she'll ask me things she doesn't want to know. Like the other day, she was like, have you ever smoked weed in the house? And I was like, first time I ever smoked weed was out of a Sprite can in the attic. And she was like, oh.
She's like, why would you tell me that? So it is Fist's turn. You just went. You just went. Reminder for next time, because now you're in close enough range that you probably won't use a shift action. It does take a shift action to send out a Pokemon if you wanted to do that.
Forget.
But I mean, if you don't want, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Like we, fair enough. There's always next round. And then it would be the man's turn, but he is currently knocked out. We're going to let Snowrunt go now.
Okay. Snowrunt will try and use Powder Snow on Krogunk.
All right. You rolled a hit. Yeah, rolled a hit.
Okay, and that is 1d20?
Yes.
I'll remember that someday. 15.
All right, and then roll for damage.
Okay.
Also, like, it probably will take him out.
Okay. 32.
Oh, yeah, that takes him out. You can describe how it happens.
All right, Snowrunt looks up at me, and I say goodnight to Mr. Frog. And then Snowrunt looks confused because it doesn't understand my reference, but in reality, my reference didn't exist, and I was just trying to sound like a movie. But then it opens its mouth and just vomits out a bunch of snow, and Krogunk gets hit by that snow, and it's like, oh, this ain't that bad. And then it's like, wait, it's getting worse. Snow just keeps coming, and then it's like, I'm going to take a nap forever.
Thank you. Thank you for that visual. And Krogunk does take that sweet, 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 sweet nap.
That's what we like to call necessary.
Hell yeah. And it is Addison's turn, yeah.
Okay. So the Krogunk's out now, right?
Yeah, Krogunk is out. Okay. There's still Pichu, Snubbull, and the two girls.
Okay. Let's see. Addison is going to where is the man right now, by the way?
He is by the stairs, which, by the way, that feeling of like dread catastrophe-ness, I'm just gonna call it catastrophe sense, and I'm sure I'll end up like switching back and forth between calling it dread and catastrophe sense, is you feel it coming from like much closer to the stairs than where it was before, and you see some like dust smoke coming from the stairs.
Okay. And is he on the stairs?
He is at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay. Addison is just going to, now the Krogunk has been dealt with, he is going to sort of like feeling the sense of like dread like near the stairs, he's probably going to just run up and try to like drag the man like out of the area.
Okay. Roll athletics. I'll say you can take like your shift action to like get there or whatever, and roll your athletics to see if you can like carry him on your own.
Right. So athletics. Not my strong suit.
Yeah. Roll athletics. The DC will be 4. Okay. It's not gonna take a lot, at least to drag him. You know.
4.
Okay, perfect.
Nailed it.
So yeah, you're able to drag him. Not really like carry him, but like drag him like where are you dragging him to?
Just sort of off to, is there room on either side of like the staircase? Like just
Yeah, on the inner, the like entrancey side of the staircase. Yeah. There's like plenty of room.
Yeah, he'll move him over to like the entrancey side of the staircase then, just so like if anything were to come down the stairs, he'd be out of the way.
And while you're holding him, like while you're like pulling him, that faint aura that's around him starts to like very barely creep up your arm, but it does not cause any kind of emotions, and the moment that you stop touching him, it goes away. And it never reaches like any, like it just like starts to very slowly travel up your arm from his body, but once you let go, it's just gone.
Okay, cool.
And it never goes up all the way your arm, so yeah, disgusting. It is the girl's turn. And so last time, like the black-haired girl like tried to like grab at the blue-haired girl's like leg or whatever, after getting kicked, and this time the black-haired girl is going to try to kick the blue-haired girl directly in the stomach, like kind of like a roundhouse kick kind of thing. And the blue-haired girl is just going to, like, very easily step to the right, and take one step forward and punch the black-haired girl in the face. And the black-haired girl is just going to fall back a little and, like, onto her leg, onto, like, one knee. And then she is going to get right back up and try to fight the girl again. Big ol', what's the word? What do the straights say? Cat fight.
Yes, cat right? fight. Did you say what do the Thank straights you. Say?
Yeah.
yeah, it is that.
All right, it is Smoochum's. Nope, Smoochum's not out, sorry. It is Pichu's turn. I just have Smoochum and Joltik in just in case you guys send them out. It is Pichu's turn, and Pichu got thrown by Snubble, right? So Pichu is going to try to attack Snubble.
And it crit. So Pichu is going to, like, take, like, a step, like, it got thrown into, like, a desk, and is going to, like, take a moment to, like, step out, and then it's gonna, like, look very determined and angry at the Snubble. And it is just going to go charging forward. It's a very cute fight happening between the two of them. It is just going to charge forward and slam the Snubble into the ground. And then stomp on him. Like, jump up and down on his body, even though he's, like, awake and not knocked out. And it is Jack's turn.
That's me. I'm going to send out Smoochum.
All right. So you do that, and Smoochum comes out, and Smoochum holds her hands up to you.
Alright, I'm gonna get down on one knee. I'm gonna put my hand on Smoochum's shoulder. I'm gonna say, "Hey Smoochum, I had an idea. But it involves you, little baby Smooch, having to be out in this battlefield. Are you okay with this?"
Smoochum is going to look back at the battlefield and then look back at you. And Snowrunt is going to drool in front of the Smoochum for a moment. And Smoochum is going to nod her head and puck her lips like a... Because she's got big lips, you know.
Aw, cute yeah. baby.
Yeah.
Okay, and then since I just sent Smoochum out, is it Smoochum's turn?
Yes, we'll say Smoochum can go now.
Okay.
Because it wasn't able to go for its turn that it wasn't out.
Okay, I'm gonna have Smoochum use Mist to try and clear if it's a status effect affecting these people.
Okay, so Smoochum is going to, shake her head, and there is, like, white, or there's, like, this, misty... Or it's just mist. You know what mist is. There is.
Wait. What is mist?
There, it's like dew that you can like kind of see. It's kind of like fog but wetter.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Mist can't miss.
And it's also like a blessing and all this stuff. So mist starts to, like come out of her hair, And it starts to, like, seep out, and it covers the entire battlefield, and you see, the man who Addison had, like, helped carry up, the, like, light aura that he had is just gone now, and both women, their auras are now that light color that the man had been, and they look at each other. They are still, like, in, like, a battle-y stance, but their anger is, like, much lesser, and they are no longer actually fighting each other. They are just looking at each other, like, kind of angrily. So, yeah, and then it is, I'm sorry, who is next? Lucas. Lucas is going to say, oh, that was, like, a really good idea of you. To Jack. And he is going to say, it seems like, oh wait, no, he wouldn't know. He's going to say, oh, that's a good idea. And he is going to throw out a Pokeball. And from that Pokeball comes a Bibarel. And he is going to say, Bibarel, see if you can do anything to help these girls out who are fighting each other right now. I'm thinking if Smoochum's mist could, you know, help them calm down a little bit, maybe you could like go over there and try to use Attract to calm them down. I guess Bibarel's gonna use Attract. I'm saying it like it was a dumb thing, which I did. And Bibarel's gonna, like, try to, like, seduce these two girls, and it's just not gonna work, and they're just not even gonna pay attention to him. And it is Krogunk's out, so it's not Krogunk's turn. It is Snubbull's turn. And Snubbull is going to attack the Pichu, who is stomping on him. Snubbull knocks Pichu off of it and gives it a good, like, one punch. And now they are both, like, heavy breathing and, like, not looking so fine. Also, side note about the mist did, like, affect those girls and that guy. The Pichu and Snubbull's aura are still fully bright and not affected at all by that mist. So just thought you should know. It is now Snowrun's turn.
Okay. I'm going to have Snowrun use Powder Snow on Snubbull.
Okay, and since Snubbull and Pichu are in a line right now, he can use it on both of them.
Okay, then I'll do both.
Alright. So, I mean, if it hits, of course.
Got a 20 on the...
Alright, whatever... No.
If it hits, natural 20.
You're gonna knock them both out, so describe how this happens. You don't even need to roll for damage. They're gonna be knocked
out. I'm doing it anyway, because I'm already halfway through.
Yeah, do for damage.
Damage
was
27.
It's actually higher than that, because isn't it max roll plus...
Yeah, it's a...
Isn't it, like, 12 plus that?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's 12 plus that.
Nice. 30. Snowrun opens his mouth, and he just starts... It sounds like throat singing, where he's just like, oh, and the powder snow comes out, and absolutely just fucking decimates this... dog and mouse.
Yeah, and they are just out.
Out. Cold.
Full gone. And I am gonna say that you guys can now leave initiative. These two girls do not seem like they're going to attack either of you. They're very focused on each other right now. So congratulations on winning your first battle, everybody.
Woo!
Yay! Snorunt did knock out every Pokemon.
Nice. The Snorunt hard carry.
Everyone contributed, but Snorunt did the work. Lucas is going to, he says, I was just wondering how I got out of that state. I was in a similar state to them. And I remember, like, hitting Houndour, which I'm sorry about, by the way. But I remember hitting Houndour, but I just don't remember how I, like, came out of that. I don't know what happened exactly.
Hey, it's okay. At least you apologized.
But he's going to ask, did anything else happen? Like, was that what put me out, or was there anything else?
It seemed like that was what happened. It was just, you hit him, and then, you know, it was, and you seemed to be mostly back to normal, at least, by then.
And then he's going to say, oh, that's interesting. And he's going to look over at Baskers, and he's going to say, did anybody else, like, leave that state when Baskers, or when, no, he doesn't say Baskers, he doesn't know your Pokemon. He's going to say, did anybody else leave that state when the Houndour touched them? And the girls are still looking at each other angrily while this is happening.
Well... I think you were, well, aside from the Krogunk, but we couldn't really get an adequate look at, you know, what happened with that. Well, how did you get out of it? He'll say, and he'll look at Fisk.
That's an excellent question. If you think I have the answer, you're as stupid as you look.
I have an answer.
What's your answer, Jack?
He took a swing and hit my pure boy.
So it was the mystical power of Snorunt's purity that freed me.
Well, perhaps, yeah, if you were paying attention to the earlier conversation, Lucas mentioned that when he hit my Houndour was when he snapped out of the state. So it would make sense that you hit the Snorunt, you may have snapped out of the state.
Okay, counterpoint. Who's Lucas?
I'm Lucas.
Hi,
I'm Lucas.
Cool.
Just so you guys know my name. But none of your Pokemon were in that state to begin with either, and neither was Bibarel, right? But all these other Pokemon seem to be affected. And he's going to say, do you guys have any other Pokemon? That's what you just asked that.
I never got to let out Joltik. I didn't make it to the next turn.
I know. This is.
I'm gonna take out Joltik now.
Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna take out Joltik. Roll for focus. For Joltik.
Hang on. I have no idea what Joltik's focus is. Give me one second.
Joltik's focus. It's.
It's something. 26. Oh, it is just a GT6. A lot of the Pokemon's things have, like, little plus ones and plus twos in places that I don't remember. But that is not one of them. Seven? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Joltik is going to be covered in that maroon aura and going to start, trying to attack you physically. Joltik is gonna come out, immediately get put into that aura, and come charging at you. But it's just hitting you with little
mandibles.
Yeah, little mandibles. And Lucas is gonna say, okay, so that Pokemon seems to be affected, but ours weren't. And he's gonna think for a moment, and he's gonna say, there must be some kind of commonality to that. And he's going to look over at the two girls there, and he is going to say, Bibarel, can you just put your hands on, or just touch one of those girls and make sure... They're, like, completely ignoring everything that's happening. He's going to say, can you just touch, one of their arms? And Babarel goes and he puts his hands on both of their, he puts his hands on one of their hand, one of their arms. And the aura immediately, like goes away, dissipates, and she drops to the floor, unconscious. And he, and then Lucas says, okay, do now help the other girl. And he does it for the other girl also. And she also, falls unconscious from this. And as this happens, you hear like a lot of ruckus from upstairs. The dust starts to form a little bit more. Addison, your sense of like impending dread catastrophe sense is at its like peak right now. And
I think that we should clear out of here. If I'm honest, I don't think that this is a safe place for us to be having this conversation right now.
And Lucas is going to say, that's a good idea. Help me get these people and Pokemon out of here. And before you can do anything, you're going to hear like a big crash sound from upstairs. And you are going to see, you're going to see Riley and his Lucario both come flying down the stairs, hit the wall. The wall all behind it cracks and starts to like shatter upward. Not shatter, that's not the word. Like crack further upward. And like all along it, very Dragon Ball Z.
Then Yamcha dies,
and then Yamcha dies. So that happens, and you see this small figure start to walk down the steps. It is this gray little creature. It's kind of adorable, and it like takes a few steps down. It has like it has like a, it's not flames exactly because they are black, but the top of its head, the top of its head looks like it has flames coming off of it. And it is completely covered in black, yeah. Except for on both of its eyes are this like green, again, almost flame, but not quite. And it doesn't have a black aura, instead still has that maroon aura that all the other Pokemon had. And it is taking those steps down towards the Riley and Lucario that got slammed into the wall. And that is how the session's gonna end. Thank you for listening to Platinum Legends. You can follow us on Twitter @PlatLegends to find out about any updates we might have.